The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
The Morning Skate comes to you from SAP Center at San Jose, where tonight the San Jose Sharks meet the Pittsburgh Penguins and conclude the California portion of their schedule. That's right, we're going to the East Coast after this, Drew. And the Sharks are coming into this game against the Penguins after a very disappointing result against the old Arizona Coyotes, now the Utah Mammoth. And now they have to see if they can get a win here tonight with Pittsburgh eating our food and watching our movies and maybe even watching the game last night.
Well, they definitely would have been watching the game last night for sure. And I think they would probably be like us going, well, I thought they were going to be better. And they have not been, they being the San Jose Sharks. It's the start that they didn't want. And the effort last night was lacking in so much, Danny. I know you and Jammer talked about it on the broadcast. Well done, by the way. That's a tough game for the Sharks fans to listen to and watch, because it was almost 9 minutes before the Sharks got a shot in the first period, and Utah was all over them. They didn't get off to a good start. They had a good second, but then mistakes again cost them. So Ryan Warsawski's got, and his coaching staff have a lot of work to do today just to get his team ready to play the Pittsburgh Penguins. And I know Pittsburgh's not as good, but hey, they've started out pretty darn well this year. And you've still got Sidney Crosby, you've still got Evgeny Malkin, you've still got Chris Letang. You've got three Hall of Fame players. So when you're looking at going against this team right now today and the back-to-back, the San Jose Sharks have got to be ready to start the game. And as they said last night after the game, play 60 minutes of detailed hockey.
Every second period that we've had a little check-in, we've talked about the fact that things are going pretty well, but you got to go to 60 minutes. That's going to be something we'll have to deal with. Jamal and I were talking about this. You can't think about the upcoming road trip. All you can do is think about day by day. Last night, the Sharks couldn't have been thinking about today. All they could be thinking about was put everything they have out on the rink to try to win that game. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. But that's the way they have to approach it day by day by day. So my point is when your fourth line is your best line on the ice for most of the game, you have to ask yourself, if you're amongst the under 24-year-old kids with all this energy for the Sharks, how am I going to be the contributor? How am I going to be part of the solution today?
100%. Now, when you look at Barkley Goodrow, Adam Gaudette, Ryan Reeves, what do? They play a really simple hockey game. They know what they're supposed to do, and they go out and they do that. They play a game where they get their feet moving more than anything. They skate. They get going. Then they're physical, and they hound the puck. And they work. They just go work. Now, you might think, well, that should be, you know, automatic. You're right. It should be. But sometimes guys get into a comfort zone. And I know it's four games in, but you think you're working, but you're not. Go ahead.
We were talking about that, too. The whole process of hoping you can win, then thinking you can win, and then knowing you can win. That's how a team develops. But there's this little middle stage where you think you know you can win and you really don't.
Right.
Isn't that kind of what we're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So how do you get to that next spot? Well, you've got to push yourself. And, you know, you and I have talked many, many times, and I've said it 1,000 times. It's not just about the guy behind the bench. The players have to take control of this. You have to take ownership. And as you said, you can't think about anything but the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight. Another one of my favorite sports sayings, be where your feet are, Jimbo Fisher. You have to be where your feet are. You have to be everything right there, 100%. I'm here. This is my task. This is what I got to do.
Can you take one small nugget out of last night's game when Cooley and Celebrini got tangled up and, you know, things were looking like he was going to get accosted and Vinny Deharnais stepped right in there and did what you're talking about?
Exactly. Yeah. And everybody went there. And Macklin stayed in, which I love. By the way, the whole thing nowadays with guys grabbing each other from behind and wrestling to the ice, like, come on. I'm sounding like an old man, but for crying out loud, like, if you're going to front somebody, if you're going to tackle them down, get up and let's go.
At least goon it up with some class.
Exactly. So, but when you look at the way that the game is now, I thought, again, in the first four games, only Macklin finally got his first goal yesterday.
I thought he might have deflected the first one, too. I thought it went off the shaft of his stick, but I think it might have been the defense mistake.
It did, but he was good. He's doing it in the right place. Macklin's played really well. Macklin's hustling his ass. Macklin's busting. He's trying, you know. One thing, you look at that kid's in the moment. That kid's working. He continues to move his feet. He continues to do a lot of things.
And he'll be on his game tonight because he's playing against Sid.
Oh, I know. And he played so well with Sid at the World Championships. Those two together were something else. Sid talked glowingly about how good Macklin was. And so when you look at the way that things have to go tonight, Macklin's got to be going. The fourth line's got to be going. Defense has got to manage the puck. For crying out loud, you've got to manage the puck. And sort of the forwards. And you have to close your gaps in your space.
I want to talk about that phrase, closing your gaps, because oftentimes I think of it as the space between the puck carrier for the other team and you as a defenseman when they're breaking across the blue line, especially into your zone. You want to stand up. In order to do that with confidence, number one, you have to have nice synergy with your partner. Maybe there's a little element of that with the changes in the D because of injuries. But the other part is, what about the forwards getting back and providing back pressure? Isn't that maybe the most important part of it?
100%, you can't stand up at your blue line if you don't have the support or the backtrack or the backchecking because it's usually a 3-on-2 or it might be a 2-on-1. It might be even numbers. But if you're not coming back, I need to be able to stand up because I can see you coming back. So if I stand up and the puck gets behind me, you're going to be tracking back and I'm going to help that out. Plus, I want to close the space. So, and also, gap is everywhere. Like you said, it's between the puck carrier and me. So I got to make sure I close that time and space off. Jamie Baker used to talk about time and space all the time. It closed time and space, closed time and space, closed time and space. You do that by moving your feet. You do that by getting your stick in, and you do that everywhere on the ice.
So the problem tonight is what you might call, if you're a Star Trek fan, a Romulan problem because it's in the neutral zone.
That's above my pay grade there, buddy. I don't know that.
Yeah, the Romulan neutral zone was where you weren't supposed to go because it was a treaty that they said it was like the DMZ.
You got to own the neutral zone. That's another great aspect. You got to own the neutral zone. The only way you do that is by having five guys.
All right. So we've talked a lot about the young guys on the San Jose Sharks. You mentioned Macklin. We've talked a little bit about Will. I think what's happening with Will right now is that, like Jeff Friesen, after he had some success his first year, the next year, everybody knows you. They prepare for you a little different. You got to get a couple of new tricks. I have no worries about the fact that he's going to do it. It's going to take a little time. But on the third line, it's a little harder for him, but he has a hard assignment. That means he's got the pressure on him to work harder, which is probably what's going on. But what about the other young guys? What about Sam Dickinson? What about maybe Michael Misa? Who knows? We might see him back in the lineup tonight.
Right.
How are they handling things?
I think Sam's looked very good. To play that position coming in the National Hockey League as a teenager, that's a tough task. And I think Sam's looked really good. Michael, it's hard to grade him against the Carolina Hurricanes, who absolutely dominated the game. But when we've seen him in the preseason, we've seen him in practice, we like his instincts.
The question is, would you put him in last night because it's maybe, in quotes, an easier game? Or do you put him in tonight because your team is now not rested? It's a harder game, which means you're going to have to go harder. Maybe they want it to be hard for him right away if he's in.
Yeah, if he's in, I think that they looked at it and thought, back-to-back, I don't want to do it, but I can put him in the second game, and then he's got 2 days before the Islander game. So I think that's maybe if he comes in, that's what he's looking at. Plus, you put a young kid up against Sid. Come on, man. You know, you're going to want to play that game if you're a young guy.
Well, that big line, Crosby, Rust, and Raquel doing a lot as usual because of Sid. Justin Brazo, former Bruin, is having a good start to his season playing with Malkin. And Anthony Mantha's got an opportunity. That's a good top six to deal with tonight.
They have a good top six, without a doubt.
We're coming now to the end of our Sharks Morning Skate Show, but don't forget, tune in at 6:30. This is Los Tiburones night, so we will have a Spanish-language broadcast with Amaury P. Gonzalez and Jesus Zarate as well. That'll also be on the SAP channel on TV, but we hope you tune in to us on our Sharks Audio Network show. Until then, that's it. Morning Skate's over.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.